from KDLL News, this is Econ 919. I'm your host this week, Jay Barrett. You know how we all mumble a little bit beneath our breath when we see road work ahead and a flagger stopping a long line of cars during road construction season? You know, especially when you're at the back of the line. Frustrating, yes. And this year it seems to be happening everywhere you turn on the central Kenai Peninsula. But being glass half full kind of people here at Public Radio, we're looking for the positive spin, of which there are a surprising number. The most surprising number is $109 million, which is what's being spent on state roads in the Central Peninsula. DOT spokeswoman Shannon McCarthy in Anchorage says that is a good-sized chunk of money for one part of the state in one year.
Now, of course, it all depends on how you count, you know, the year. And so what we did here is, you know, we put out about $47 million of new projects this year in 2018, the calendar year. But I wanted to point to also the Drilling Highway Milepost 58 to 79, which is ongoing. So that project was about $53.9 million. So if you add that in, it's about $109 million of economic impact.
McCarthy says the DOT gets about $250 million per year to spend in the central region.
What we find is that different areas tend to have a bigger year. So, for instance, last year was a really big year for Anchorage. I think next year will be a really big year for the Mat-Su, next couple of years. So what we find is that for whatever reason, there's just larger years, although we're always pushing forward, the projects. But sometimes it just seems like they pop out all at once. Obviously, we've been working really hard to get projects through design. And so this is pretty big.
State highways and roads are all built and rehabilitated with funding that is 90% from the U.S. Department of Transportation through the national gas tax, meaning the state is only on the hook for 10% of the costs.
That's right. Because of our small population, we do get real benefit from the federal highway program. And obviously, part of it is that the state needs it. We have a smaller population. And we have less infrastructure than other states do. And other states have had a longer time to build up, as well. The state matches our federal aid highway funds with about 10% of state match. So we're leveraging, for every $9 we bring in from the federal government, we're matching with $1. It's actually a great program for Alaska. Lets us build a lot more than we would be able to just using state funds.
It's hard to judge the positive economic impact of such extensive reconstruction, but the negative economic impact of poor roads would be immediately evident to anyone who depended on them. McCarthy said the multiplier effect of the construction likely ranges from 1.5 to 2.5 times what is spent, as estimated by the National Economic Council and the President's Council of Economic Advisors. The $109 million figure would have a conservative impact of $163.5 million at 1.5 times the outlay, and up to $272.5 million at a rate of 2.5 times. So how good's it going to be? Well, of the nine road projects between Kiski and Cooper Landing, there are about 70 miles of road getting rehabilitated, surfaced, or downright replaced. It's 140 miles if you take into account that the road goes in both directions. And the figures just get out of hand when you start thinking about the two-lane roads that are being expanded to 4 or 5 lanes in different places. Much of the road work is going to be wrapping up for the winter soon, but a couple of projects in the area have a few more seasons ahead of them, including the Kenai Spur Highway rehab and expansion between Sports Lake and Swires Roads, and the Sterling Highway stretch from mileposts 97 to 118. So we have a lot to look forward to, not just sitting behind a Winnebago waiting for the pilot car. Our number this week is 2, as in October 2. The second. That's Municipal Election Day around much of Alaska and on the Central Kenai Peninsula. Besides all the other reasons one should be present at the polls, there's this. The folks we elect to our governing bodies are the ones who make the decisions for which local roads are rehabilitated. So choose well when you go to the polls on Tuesday, because a road near you may depend upon it. And that's all for this week's Econ 919. For KDLL Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.